is the Chicago Verse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black, Dynasty Podcast. We are live. It is Sunday, April 24th, I think. Yeah, wow, okay. Live from Cards Against Humanity here in Chicago from the podcast studio of Cards Against Humanity. Shout out Cards, and shout out the Chicago Podcast Co-op for letting Dynasty Podcasts use their space. My name is Haima Black. I'm the host of Dynasty Podcasts. Behind the boards, running everything, our audio and visual, our eye in the sky, Julia Johannik is keeping everything going. I'm here tonight with two guests. I'm here with Whitney Middleton. We're going to talk to you first tonight about what she does with a number of artists here in Chicago, and then Keegan Kennedy Green. Keegan Kennedy Green. So Whitney Middleton, who is, we need to Snapchat all this, absolutely. Whitney Middleton, stylist, makeup artist, extraordinaire to the stars in Chicago. Let's start with you because you work with a number of artists here in Chicago. Let's talk about what you're doing. Let's start out, give us a description of what exactly you do, and we'll talk about how you got started and go from there.
Sure. So I do wardrobe styling here in Chicago, and specifically I work a lot with the music community here. So the artists here in Chicago specifically. And what I've been doing so far is just working with them to sort of establish what kind of look really embraces the sound of their music, embraces the vibe of their music, and who they are as people and artists, and the message they're trying to convey. So really working with them to portray that via really cool wardrobe and wardrobe with a message. So that's the kind of nuts and bolts of what I do, but of course there's a lot more to it, but you know, how much time do we have?
I mean, it's a podcast. I think people will come in tomorrow morning for Cards Against Humanity, so...
We got time.
Yeah, all right. I have a lot of hard drive space to record, so yeah, we're going to make this 10 hours. So how did you get started with that? How did that become something you're involved in, where you're styling artists, where you're doing makeup, all of these kind of things?
Well, I wish that I did makeup, but
okay.
I don't. Just the wardrobe side. No, that's okay. A lot of times when people hear the word stylist, mm-hmm. The first question they ask is if I do hair or if I do makeup. And so that's super, super common. And there's many different flavors of styling. Mm-hmm. So specifically for me, how I got started in it was, I really have a background with my family of being very creative, and my mother was really, really great at, she always made costumes for me for Halloween, made clothing for me. Her mother did the same for her, so I kind of come from that creative background. And I just got my start by basically reaching out to artists that I like, bands that I liked, and offering to help them for free. Just saying, hey, can I come style your show? Can I come, help you pick out what you're going to wear, really help you achieve a more dynamic look on stage? You know, would you trust me enough to do that? And so just by kind of building that repertoire and, of course, doing all the other different facets of stylings like photo shoots, runway, different things like that. Just building up my skill set, putting in my 10,000 hours, as they say.
Sure.
Really, really getting better at what I was doing. And again, just networking a ton, getting the word out there about the services that I can provide and the help that I can give to get artists to the next level.
So when you're starting to email artists, was this something people were receptive to? Were people like, hey, I don't know how to dress myself. Actually, do you need your help? Or what was kind of the response when you first started to connect with the creative talent?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something you want to approach with a little bit of caution because you don't want to roll up on someone and be like, hey, you look like shit. Can I help you style your act?
See, but if you had emailed me, was like, hey, do you need some help with styling? I would have been like, God, yes. I've been waiting for someone to help me. I teach at Columbia. I have all these fashion students, and I'm always like, I just want to start the class apologizing. Being like, I'm so sorry.
I tried my best, guys.
Right.
This is what you get.
Tried my best and this is it. So go on.
No, but I definitely, that's the good thing for me is that I definitely find myself aligning with artists who already have, an innate sense of style. They're already cool. They've got a vibe to them, an energy about them. And so it really becomes my job to help bring what they've been wanting to do to life, because a lot of times people just don't have someone who has the expertise or who has the time or the interest to kind of get in with their music and their groove and help them make those decisions. So, but I really do most of it it in person. I love the web and I think it's great. And social media is very beneficial to everybody. You got to do it. It's wonderful. Love podcasts, but I do love meeting people in person. Like that's where I can kind of like read their energy a little bit and understand what they're about and, kind of just get to know them. Like you can tell a lot just by the vibes people bring when you're interacting and how you sort of play off one another. And that's super important to have that chemistry and connection when you're creating wardrobe for someone, because it's such a personal thing wearing clothing.
You know? Well, and so, I think that's like, I think real life gets lost now in the mix. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's all email. It's all like,
yeah,
like setting something up in like Instagram DMs, but like there still is no substitute for being in front of people. That's why right. A million people go to like Coachella and Lollapalooza, because yeah, you can sit in your dorm and watch it, but there's nothing like being in front of the Arcade Fire or whatever it is.
That's right.
So that face-to-face. So some of the artists you've worked with, there are a lot of Chicago-based artists, right? Like
yes,
a lot of hometown talent.
Hometown talent, keeping it in Chicago. I really feel committed to the city, and I really want to, you know, help grow the music scene here and the artists here and keep it in Chicago. I just really feel tied to the city. I love this city, and I believe in the Field of Dreams philosophy. If you build it, they will come. And so, you know, it's just about encouraging everybody to stay put and build it here and keep it growing and, you know, watching it develop as it is and moving it forward and forward. I mean, that's the dream for me. So
I love that, though, because so much talent, I mean, I get it, so much talent, like whether it's like emerging creative talent from college, like mm-hmm, when they graduate, or like even later in life, they go to LA, they go to New York. And I get it. Like it makes sense. I understand it. But it's so cool when people stay here and, like you said, build it here, mm-hmm, because that's how you make something happen. And I think that there's a lot happening in Chicago now. I won't list it all, but it's like, it feels like on a lot of fronts, not just in one concentration, there are things happening. How do you see the fashion kind of culture and community and industry growing in Chicago? Like, is there one? Because I think for a while, like, there was Anna Hovett, and then mm-hmm, that was the end
Love
of that
Anna.
Sentence.
Yeah. So in terms of fashion in Chicago, I mean, it is difficult because we don't do a lot of production here. So it's really hard for our designers in Chicago to get their products made without some degree of difficulty in finding the right partners, and not many choices in terms of, you know, what they're doing for production. So they often have to go to LA and New York anyway.
Right.
So that I totally understand. Being a designer here, just from talking to people, seems quite tough. So, you know, that side of fashion is difficult. The city just cut a whole bunch of funding to fashion, cutting out pretty much everything that the city used to put on, which was really upsetting to hear, because it just shows that they don't believe in it. And it's up to us now as the industry to say, we are here, we are strong, we want to do cool things, like we want to keep growing. But that being said, I've really found that the majority of my work, you know, of course, as a stylist, I'm pulling from designers and things like that, but I find myself more entwined with the music community here. I feel mm-hmm, like I've found more of like my people in the music. There were a bunch of weirdos, and I just needed my merry band of weirdos to make me feel like, yes, this is a good home for you. And so it's kind of fun to approach fashion from within that world and
like
bring
fashion
to
like a bridal shower. You're trying to do like yeah, a weird art show. Or
yeah,
like,
yeah. It's so it's great. It's like bringing the fashion element to the music industry here and kind of combining forces to make art out of it. So
I love it. Let's talk about some of the talent you've worked with, because there's a lot of really cool acts. We'll start with Chance. I mean, that's
sure,
the big one. Chance the Rapper. You've done some really cool work with Chance.
Thank you.
Bring us into that. What have you done with Chance, and how did that happen?
Yeah, so I started, I worked with them for the first time on a shoot for Status Magazine. Zoe Rain is a really great music photographer.
Mm-hmm.
She brought me onto that shoot, which was wonderful, and, you know, had a great time styling that. And while I was actually going out and pulling the wardrobe for that, I found out he was headlining Pitchfork. So kind of planted the seed in my networking brain, like, you know, keep in contact. If things go well here, that could be a potential time to, you know, do some really cool live performance work. And so that's what I did. I followed up and just offered to help them, like, hey, do you have anybody doing it? Do you need any help? Were you thinking about it at all? And, you know, they were and didn't really have anybody to facilitate what they wanted at that point. So it worked out really great. And I mean, I absolutely loved doing it. Keegan was there the show
yeah,
day, helped me out a ton and was the great calming, and it was super fun. Great calming voice of reason, you know, because you get so wrapped up in the project. And
right.
I was also working for Ray-Ban all 3 days of Pitchfork, so it was crazy. I was so exhausted afterwards. But
nightmare then was getting into Pitchfork.
Oh, yeah. There was a little problem with the list, so, you know, I was trying to stay present and be like, it's fine. You know what? No matter what happens, it's totally fine. I got this. It's cool. I'm cool with it, whatever. Yeah, but thank
total showbiz moment.
Yeah, real. That's show business, but Keegan made it, thank God. So, yeah, that was a really great experience, and then most recently just helped out with wardrobe on their show, the Chicago Theater, for Power 92's 15-year anniversary, which was incredible.
That was like, okay, so let's talk about that for a second. And by the way, just to backtrack, you mentioned Zoe Rain, who is a great photographer from Chicago. She's currently out on the road with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Mm-hmm. Can't say what yet. I'm literally talking to her in email. We're going to set up something very cool with her this summer with Dynasty Podcasts, and like, I'm very excited about
it. Yeah, she's amazing. She's just a great person, really cool vibe, and obviously so talented. So I've been lucky enough to get to know her both as a collaborator and as a friend too, so it's great working with her.
I haven't met her, but I'm really looking forward to doing this project that we'll talk about hopefully this summer. The Chance Show at the Chicago Theater, Power 92, that was like next level though. Like, I mean, I don't have to tell you were there, but for anyone who wasn't,
please tell me. I can't see anything when I'm working. So.
Okay. So, like, there was just this incredible stage show. The visuals were just, like, on point. Chance was just, like, beaming. I mean, he was beaming. He had the Bucket Boys out there. He had, BJ the Chicago Kid. The music sounded incredible. He had a gospel choir. I mean, this show was, like, the show to catch. So you were there, and you were helping style that.
Yeah, so it was a really cool opportunity to get Chance's look ready for stage and then also help facilitate just some of the other decisions in terms of wardrobing, including those choir robes you mentioned.
Yeah.
So getting those all set and put on and taken off and put on again and collected and gathered and all that stuff. So it's really fun doing live production because you're really in it and, you know, you have your set list and you're waiting for the next song and you know the breaks when you're going to be doing a quick change or you're going to need to have somebody handing out the robes, handing out, you know, for Pitchfork, we were changing the dancer wardrobe. So, you know, you're really on it and it's crazy how 75 to 90 minutes feels like about 5 minutes or like what just happened? I blacked out.
But I think people don't think about the fact that like someone has to do these things.
Yeah.
Like if the choir shows up there with robes, someone's getting them those robes. And yep. I think when you're in the audience, like when you watch a movie, you don't think like, oh man, somebody really made sure that the sound really worked on them. You're just like, that's amazing. Batman just did this. So like, that's cool. Like you're the man behind the curtain or the woman behind the curtain, you know. Another artist that you're working with who is really coming up, another Chicago artist, Jamila Woods.
Yes.
Again, I don't have to tell you, but Jamila Woods is doing really cool things. She's affiliated with some really cool people in Chicago. She did a song with Macklemore, bringing it back to Macklemore.
Yep.
What else? What am I missing? She's been releasing
Sunday
music.
Sunday Candy is very notable for her. Yep. But her single.
Her voice is gorgeous on that.
Yes. Her single that she just came out with, Black Girl Soldier, is mm-hmm. wonderful. I think it's the only time I've worked on like a video project or anything that has where you're replaying the track over and over and over while you're working on a shoot day that I was never sick of it. I was just more so singing along even harder by the end of the day. So it's like, well, that really says something about, you know, this single being in itself being
she's
so
an incredible
amazing.
Talent. So how did you connect with Jamila and kind of what work are you doing with her?
So I met Jamila at Pitchfork also. So Pitchfork was great, really a wonderful moment for my career in terms of meeting some awesome people. She was one of the first people I met when I got brought on that project, and you know, her energy is super infectious and it's just this really calming, positive, pleasant energy. Mm-hmm. And I just found myself talking to her, connecting with her, and I saw, you know, what she was wearing on stage at Pitchfork, and I recognized it as being from Akira, and I was working with them at the time on some fashion shows, and so it was an easy connection to make just to reach out to her because I found her so inspiring. And, you know, we did one shoot in the fall, and then we did the cover art for Black Girl Soldier, just did her music video a few weeks ago.
That hasn't posted yet, has it?
No, it hasn't come out yet. I cannot wait to see it. Did custom wardrobe for that. I learned.
That's amazing.
Oh, thank you, Keegan. I learned this new beading technique, and she and I really collaborated on what she wanted the wardrobe to mean, you know, for the video and to have a message. And so those things are where I feel so grateful to be in this position, to get to hear straight from an artist like Jamila, you know, what she wants and what she's trying to convey. I mean, that's a really important position to be in, and I don't take that lightly because I know that it's special, and so I'm just really grateful to be able to create from that place.
Well, and it's just incredible, like, your resume of artists like Chance the Rapper, like Jamila Woods, and on and on. It's like, it's all really not just, I mean, obviously Chance is a big artist, but he's also an artist that's like creating something that means something.
Yes.
Jamila's creating something that means something. So that's pretty cool that, like,
yeah,
you know.
That's the most important thing to me, is the music has to have, it has to click, it has to have a message and an importance to it, and, you know, a richness to it that inspires, because that's the only way that I can do my best work and bring the best to the artist, is to, you know, be inspired along with them. And so I appreciate the message so much in the music and you know, just the artist story themselves and what they are all about. So that's been crucial for finding the right partners.
And then what are some of the other projects you're involved with? I know that you're doing stuff with Underground, or you were.
Yeah, we shot a really cool campaign for, they're doing a new Wednesday night. They're kind of revamping their party mm-hmm. night there called Every Damn Wednesday. And they're really targeting it towards kind of the out-of-town traveler who's wanting to get away from their business meetings for a bit of fantasy. And they mm-hmm. have the Zantra Chicago are the beautiful dancers who are there every Wednesday night. So I got to work with them on that shoot. And they have the most incredible warehouse of costuming I've ever seen. It was such a pleasure to go in and look through and pick those items out and work with their amazing makeup artist, Paula. She is, I mean, she painted like Starry Night on a girl, like, you know, full body paint. Like, she's an amazing artist. So it was a great collaboration there. We just got to be really weird and funky and like alien.
That's like the dream.
Styling. Yeah. It's like, what do you, oh, you want to put him in a kilt? Great. Go ahead. We love it. I was like, no one ever says that. This is amazing. So super appreciative to Kevin Hartman as their videographer there. He's awesome. So, and he shot it too.
And then, okay, so we've had Keegan Kennedy Green, who's been hanging out here. You know, we're kind of like dividing this interview up, but also splitting it. So I wanted to kind of touch on some of the things that Whitney has done individually. And then the project that the two of you together have worked on. You guys look like you're about to sing a duet.
We are. Get ready.
Yeah. The project that you guys have worked on collaboratively together, among others potentially, Celine Neon. Celine Neon is kind of like the great connective tissue here. And Emily and Maggie are like close friends of the podcast. Mm-hmm. I consider them close friends of me personally. Like, I adore them, and they are so cool and so talented. I could go on and on. Big fan of Celine Neon and the people. But like, let's talk about what you guys both do with Celine Neon, and then we're gonna kind of move into talking about what Keegan does individually. But let's talk about Celine Neon. What do you guys do with them? Bring us into that.
Well,
and you have to answer at the same time.
Maggie and Emily have been friends of mine for a really long time. And I had helped with some stuff on one of their previous band ventures called The Embraceables. Mm-hmm. And as friendships do sometime, we kind of like drifted apart for a couple years, and then Maggie and Emily formed Celine Neon, and I think for their second video, which was Getcha Good, mm-hmm. Maggie gave me a ring and said, you know, we need some headpieces made. I have a background in theater and a lot of set design and costume construction and one-of-a-kind pieces, things like that. So I met with her and Emily, and I liked that this was a kind of a pure pop aesthetic, and mm-hmm. ended up making some really cool pieces for the Getcha Good video. Look it up on
YouTube. Is that the one where they are all blacklight?
Yes. It was all done in blacklight. I made these zany like blacklight masks and these really cool blacklight gowns that were used in the video.
I love that.
Yeah, it was amazing to like get together with two really old friends and be in that environment where it was like a really collaborative space. And it was, like I said, it was pop, which I love pop. And I feel like Celine Dion is kind of leading the way in Chicago pop because there's not a lot of acts out there like that. There's a lot of indie, there's a lot of hip hop, but I feel like that pop niche we are kind of filling with some like other bands here and there.
Well, I think people treat pop like it's a dirty word.
Yeah.
Like and it's this like terrible it's thing, but it can be really smart.
Yeah. It's an art form of its own. I think one of the greatest things that pop does is kind of takes something that's really superficial, but puts meaning to it, you know, where you might have to, you know, go beyond the glitter and the rhinestones. And there is kind
of, that's the name of the documentary, Beyond the Glitter Stones.
So I did that video with Celine Dion, and then shortly after that video, they kind of started ramping up their live performances and were getting ready to drop their EP. Emily had met Whitney, or
yes, we met at Multiculti.
Multiculti,
yeah. Yeah, they're doing a show there. So that was the first time I ever experienced, you know, the music of Celine Dion. I was totally blown away. I was like, these girls are so good. Like, we're at this random art show, and they're just tearing the house down. I was like, I got to meet them. So
they give their all,
yeah,
in their live performances.
So I just introduced myself to Emily, and we got to talking about, and you know, again, like at the time, I was like, yeah, like, talk to me, let's talk about wardrobe. And so she was like, okay, let's all meet. And that's how, like, Keegan and I met, was basically when we kind of met with the girls.
We were at Multiculti that night.
But didn't meet.
But didn't know that we were there. And then we, like, they were doing, like, one of their first, I think.
Yeah, the Burlington.
The Burlington, yeah. And Whitney and I both showed up.
And we are at like a Sharks and Jets too. Oh no.
Yeah. And then, we were like, I'm a Virgo. And then you were like, I'm a Virgo. And it's like,
did we just become best friends?
We're best friends.
It's like just the stepbrothers moment of like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, exactly. It totally was. I just watched that movie for the first time the other night.
So good.
So good. But yeah, we did the Burlington.
Yeah.
And then we made some really dope fringe bodysuits for their first EP release at Subterranean.
Yes.
That which was
so fun.
A ton of fun.
Oh my gosh. Making those bodysuits was just great. Like, yeah.
We, from start to finish, it was an adventure. And, you know, we went through and got all of the materials together and spent countless, countless hours together constructing and laughing and, you know, getting really sleep deprived, but we churned out two great pieces, and seeing them come to life was such a wonderful moment. I mean, that's why we do what we do. I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but that's why I do it. And, you know, there's nothing more satisfying than seeing a piece that you've had a hand in creating just go on to that artist and become this whole other thing.
And it was a very memorable night. Like, I mean, I go to a lot of shows, and I remember that night. I remember those suits. And I took, like, a couple Instagrams. Like, I can see very clearly in my head the outfits you're talking about. And it's very rare when you can say, like, do you remember what the performer was wearing at that show a year and a half ago? Like, nobody's ever like, of course I do. You know, but, like, that was a distinctive look. And I'm not just saying that. I really, like, I can totally picture that.
That's the goal as a wardrober, is to have people remember, like, yeah. You want people to be like, oh, yeah, at Pitchfork, you know, Chance was wearing that superhero space-looking deal. And it's like, yes, you want people to have that strong visual connection, you know, the fringe bodysuits, like, with the music. It makes it that much more powerful.
So you guys worked with Celine Dion. And then, Keegan, I know you're also, and I don't know, Whitney, if you're involved in this as well. Keegan, you're also working with Maggie Kubley from Celine Dion on her solo project, right?
Yeah. Like, after the EP release, Whitney obviously got Chance and...
No, that makes you sad.
No, it does not.
She stopped answering calls.
No, it does not. No, it does not.
That was when I went freelance, so my schedule yes, just
that
totally
was when
imploded.
You went freelance.
All right.
So after that, I have been, like, the stylist for Celine Dion. And so pretty much every live performance music video that you've seen since Get You Good, I've done the styling on, you know, live performances, you know, are huge to us. We really try and, or I really try, or, well, we all really try to as difficult as it is sometimes to produce a new look every time, I am a big proponent of trying to make, you know, smaller club gigs in Chicago feel like an arena show.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am like you, like, I, you know, every artist that I've seen, like, the art and the fashion and the visuals, it's so impactful. And I, you know, that's another reason why I love pop, because you can really merge so many different art forms to create a cohesive, awesome stage picture and stage presence.
That stuff makes a difference. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the group Pussifer. It's a kind of
side project. Saw them at Coachella a couple years ago.
Okay. So yeah. Pussifer, the not side project, but like side project of Tool. It's Maynard from the band Tool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just the weirdest art rock. I've seen them a number of times. I've been going to Tool shows for like a billion years. But like what they do, and Tool has crazy theatrics too, but like what Pussifer does is they have like a whole like luchadore like wrestling match storyline in their shows. They bring out like an actual what's it called? Like, what are you wrestling?
A
like
ring?
A ring. Yeah, a wrestling ring. Like, they bring out like a ring on stage. They have like, it's a whole thing. And like, I can go to like a crazy Tool show and I can go to a Katy Perry show, and there's very little connective thread between a Tool and Katy Perry show other than like
the Jimmy Buffett of pop.
Yeah. But like the visuals and the costumes and the like theatrics are like so key, and that stuff makes such a difference.
It's a full scale show. It's
yeah.
Like, you know, it's back to your days in high school and the musicals and the sets and the costuming and all of that stuff that tells a story. And there's not enough of it. And, you know, you don't have to go, it's great to go wild and get, you know, as artful as you want. But like, if you're not comfortable in that arena, you can still do things with your wardrobe that are high impact, that aren't so outside your comfort zone. I mean, anything that you can do, any thought that you give to what you're wearing is doing better than you did yesterday if you never really, you know, thought it was integral to your performance. So
yeah,
you can make
absolutely.
Small changes, make a huge difference. Even just getting the right color palette nailed down is very important.
And I think it's worth noting too that there was also, you know, among all these Celine Dion projects, there was the performance at my house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
That at your apartment.
So this was like last summer. I just moved into this place in Pilsen. It has like great lighting in there, and it's very
beautiful
white.
Light.
And right when I moved in, Maggie, I think I kind of more set it up with Maggie, but like Maggie was like, hey, like I'd been there like a week. And she's like, is it cool if we like record like an acoustic video at your place? And I was like, on the one, for like one part of me is like, I just moved in. Let's see if I can get a noise complaint like 3 days in. And the other part of me is like, of course. Like, even if I get a noise complaint, like, absolutely. So we had this like little like afternoon Sunday party at my place in Pilsen when I first moved in. You guys were involved, like styling, you know, them and like helping make the whole thing happen. And it was like, it was a party.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Yeah. Shout out to Mamie Ruth for providing the clothing.
Yes.
It looked great.
Mamie Ruth.
Thank you.
So Keegan, let's kind of talk about your background now. Like, how did you get into all this, and like, where did this start for you?
I had done, I'm originally from Charleston, South Carolina, and when I was in middle school and high school, I had like a internship kind of with a local theater down there. It was like the first theater in America. George Washington was there.
Damn.
You know, yeah.
No big deal.
So just the
haunted.
First theater ever.
Just the first theater ever. And NBD on that. So, you know, during like middle school and high school, I learned, you know, set design, costume construction. It was kind of like you did everything for this theater. Did other productions, you know, back home during high school, graduated high school, came up here to Columbia College, studied theater, was originally an acting major, but had always done production and design. You know, that was kind of like my side thing, which in retrospect, I was probably better at because I haven't won an Oscar yet. So, and then kind of took a long hiatus. I think, you know, every artist has that, like, is like the struggle really worth it? And, you know, I definitely had that like phase where, you know, I was doing the 9-to-5 thing and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, like I said, kind of serendipitously, Maggie and Emily came calling, and it's just kind of, you know, Celine Dion has led to great experiences with Whitney. I've done a lot of one-off pieces for, you know, other artists, and, you know, it's allowed me to dabble in video and, you know, costume construction and set design. And, you know, so I like to do a lot of different things within that bubble. And then out of that, Maggie Kubley, who is one half of Celine Dion, she is embarking on a little solo side project. We just shot a video for that, which will be dropping, or she will be dropping, relatively soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just did the cover art for that, and then some other little art pieces that are going to be released in conjunction with her EP. But it's cool because her EP, everything has been done in black and white so far, which mm-hmm. is the complete opposite of Celine Dion.
Celine Dion is the name. Technicolor, rainbow bright, like, yeah.
I can't say Celine Dion anymore. But
no.
I cannot. I only say Dion now.
Yeah, we opened for Don Richard on Friday at Reggie's. And when I got to the venue, I was like, I'm with Celine Dion. And the guy was like, Celine Dion's here?
You forget there's a real person named Celine person. Dion.
Very,
like,
yeah,
no.
Very good person from Canada out there. Yeah.
Greatest singer in the world.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So you've been, and I love how, like, Maggie and Emily from Celine Dion are kind of like the unsung heroes of these, of this podcast tonight. Like, they're not here, but, like, everything kind of is, like, stemmed from them. So you're working with Maggie, you're working with Celine Dion. Did you always think you were going to do, like, the music thing? Or, you know, like, what brought you into working in the music side of this?
I think, like Whitney said, it really allows you to fuse, like, a lot of different elements. And, you know, my, you know, biggest influence in life have been David Bowie and Blondie and, you know, Lady Gaga, because it's been my, you know, three favorite things, which is mm-hmm. art, fashion, and music.
I mean, they all have such an, like, enormously strong aesthetic.
Right.
It's not just, like, you know, a guy with a guitar. Like, there's nothing small about what any of those artists do.
And, you know, at the end of the day, like, when I go out to see a show, I want to see a show. I don't particularly want to see someone in a black Canadian tuxedo and a guitar. I would prefer to have a costume element. I would prefer to have, you know, some kind of visual element that corresponds with the music. And that has always been, you know, really uplifting to me personally when all that jives. So that has always been, you know, the aesthetic that I've gone for, as superficial as that.
No, absolutely. No,
it's the whole production. Yeah. I mean, it's so important to have all that stuff too. And it doesn't necessarily define the artist, but it's a whole separate genre of people who are as passionate about the music they're making as they are about what people are intaking when they're watching the show. And now, those are, you know, the types of artists that both of us have felt very gravitational towards.
Especially nowadays where, you know, branding, you know, you have to have a brand, you have mm-hmm. to...
It's so important.
So, you know, like I said, with Celine Dion, every show is, you know, basically a new look, because it's important for us to keep our audience, not only what are they going to sing next, but what are they going to wear next?
Yeah.
What's
What are people going to see?
Right. Yeah. What are we going to see next out of that live show? And it's a great, one of the reasons why I love working with them is because it is such a collaborative effort. You know, everything is really planned. Everything yes. really has a, meaning behind it.
They are as hands-on as it gets. Not long after we did the Celine Dion video shoot at my apartment last summer, maybe a couple weeks later, we did a merch shoot with a couple of like.
Oh yeah, I did models. That too.
Yeah. And Maggie and I are like, we're buddies and we text and stuff like that. But the second it was like, okay, we're gonna have some girls and like I think a couple guys like model the merch. It was like all business.
Yeah.
You know, like they are so precise and like. They really know what they're going for, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. There's no like gray area. There's no uncertainty. Like they're all business. So I love that about them. Like their work is so cool, but they take it so, so seriously. And they really have, like you guys are saying, a vision for what they're doing, which also you guys tie into. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. You want to have those like quick moments of recollection for people when they're like, who's that Chicago rapper? He's young. He's coming up on the scene. What, he was in with Kanye. The guy in the Sox hat,
right.
Chance has made that his trademark and it's like part of his head and people recognize it. And, that's him branding himself through wardrobe.
I mean, it's so smart. Like I grew up in the 90s and right when I kind of like really started listening to music, Smashing Pumpkins, Melancholy, and The Infinite Sadness came out, and Billy Corgan wore that Zero shirt for 2 years.
Yeah.
And that was, no alternative kid, like every alternative kid in America had it.
Yeah.
Catholic school, thinking I was such a just little fucking badass.
And you were, I'm sure.
Yeah. So that kind of branding thing is really important.
And then I wore my Spice Girl shirt the next day. Lost some street cred.
But that branding is so important because people remember that, whether it's like Kiss, Lady Gaga, Bowie, or, now Chance, you're right, with those Sox hats, like, which I'm so upset that those sold out. I wanted to get one of those so badly.
I might have copped one.
Yeah. But that branding is so important. Kind of like looking at what you guys are doing, which is really, really cool. What's coming up for either or both of you guys? What's next?
For me, like I mentioned, we've got Maggie Kubley's solo project dropping. Celine Dion is developing another video right now, so look forward to that. And then we've got a live performance coming up at the end of May, May 27th. I'm not sure where it is offhand.
For Celine Dion.
Mm-hmm.
They keep busy, man.
Yeah,
I keep saying
just do Celine Dion, but like it's keeps me busy.
Yeah.
I mean, they are doing work and I am doing work because of that. So not complaining.
Just a side note with Celine Dion. I want to get your guys' professional opinion since you guys are close to them. Do you agree that Boy I'll Be might be like the best song that they have ever written? I just think that is the catchiest, most like, I mean, that song is insanely hooky. My opinion, I love it.
I do love that song. It's not my favorite song on that EP. I love the song Drugs.
Full quote, I love drugs.
You heard it here first, folks.
That's all the soundbite, the takeaway. Right.
Yeah.
I love drugs.
It's 50 minutes and then it's just.
No,
I love drugs.
Mean, but like the thing about the writing of Celine Dion, Maggie Kubley can write a hook.
Yes.
Like there's not a bad song on that EP, on their previous EP. They're all amazing songs. So it's hard to.
I really like Kitty.
Kitty's great.
Kitty is great.
Yeah.
It really gets in my head. Like I'll hear it, like it just. It really pops in there and just, it burrows in there when you get that in your head. And then I'm like, I'm not even going to try and sing it right now because no one wants to hear that. But I think about that song just really, that's my favorite.
Yeah. And that song, we've got an incredible video to that song too.
So
and
good.
Again,
so,
you know, meshing the visuals.
Killed it with the wardrobe, my friend.
Thanks.
And so, Whitney, what's coming up for you? What's on deck for you now that we're about to hit, you know, summer, festival season, yes, all these things?
Yeah, I'm really excited for the summer. I have, you know, a lot of things. My wheels are spinning and I'm, you know, planning out my summer. I really have a lot of goals to get more involved with the festival circuit this year.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, I mean, I had such a blast with Pitchfork last year, seeing it kind of from that perspective, getting to work on a piece of that production was really, really cool. So hopefully connecting with more opportunities like that, you know, expanding my, I'm always trying to learn and grow my skill set because, you know, as great as everything has been and has, you know, wonderful as it has been, and I'm so thankful for everything, I know that I have to grow a lot more. So it's really important for me to keep pushing, working on my aesthetic, building more of my skills in terms of creating things, and just learning how to be a better stylist and more efficient stylist. And I mean, I want to always be able to say, yes, I can do that for you, no matter what the client asks. And so that's really important to me, to spend a lot of time working, but making sure that what I'm doing is growth opportunity as well. And, you know, taking that time away from jobs to sit at home on a Friday night and work on a beadwork project like a 90-year-old lady. But I love it. Every second of it. Yeah, we're not that cool, okay? Like, we're at home, like, sewing. Like, yeah. Tables. Our backs hurt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No.
I legit blew out my back making
costumes for...
Wardrobe so hard.
Wardrobe so hard, that one.
And then final question for you guys, and this has been amazing. I love this. Like, I really feel like we could do some kind of, like, style wardrobe kind of, like, workshop or panel down the line, like, yeah, create an extension of this.
Panel it. Let's do it.
In a live forum.
Panelists.
But this has been great. So if anybody has been listening to this, if anyone
heard this. Is anybody out there?
Hello?
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 People are going to hear. They're hello. In the computer. Sorry, I think a Zoolander would have. Hello. where was I going? Oh, yeah. So, you know, anybody who's hearing this, anybody who's, like, seen your guys work with, you know, with Chance, with Celine Neon, with Maggie, with Jamila Woods, like, someone wants to work with you. Are you guys looking for new talent? And how could any artist or anyone looking to get involved, how can they get in contact with you?
I love collaborating. I do. It's if any artist wants to hook up or link up, you can find me on Instagram. It's green with an E at the end, underscore house, HAUS. I also have a website, green-house.com. I'm always on Instagram, so yeah, if you are in the Chicagoland area or not, hit me on the DM, as the kids are saying.
It's going down in the
DM. yeah. So, and like I said, I'm willing to, you know, see all.
Hear all.
Hear all.
Yeah.
And make some decisions based on that hear all and see all.
Oh, yeah.
And then Whitney, what about you?
So yeah, I'm always looking for great people to collaborate with. Like Keegan said, it's, you know, it's the best part is, working with other artists to create something really cool. So, I'm always down. If you want to get in touch with me, please do. Like, everyone always says get in touch and then no one does, but like, we're not that scary. We're pretty nice. So just, you know, reach out. You can hit me on my website. It's just whitneymiddleton.com or on Instagram, in that DM is also okay, you know, mm-hmm, whatever you feel. It's Whitney_Middleton on Instagram. But yeah, please reach out if you've got cool jams and a cool vibe. We want to work with you. You know, we want to build artists up here into icons, and that's what wardrobe does for your act. You know, think about Michael Jackson. What do you think of? You know, the mm-hmm glove, the white socks, all of that. I mean, you need that stuff, people. You need it.
Yeah. Like, don't spend money on, like, new, like, microphones and instruments. Spend your money on good looks. Because that'll take you far.
I mean, I have a hard time not encouraging the buying of instruments, but I definitely feel like you should tailor your budget and look at where you can save some money and, you know, just
pool a little bit of resources towards your wardrobe, and a little goes a long way. Like we said, you don't have to, you know, be expecting to be Lady Gaga on your first crack. You it's a nice goal, but, you know, if you've got $50, you can stretch that to be really impactful. So don't give up based on any sort of budget limitations, because you can do it.
I love it. This was amazing. There's so much we got to cover. This is really, really cool. And I like that we really got to, I think, find out a lot about, you know, the side of this that I think just people don't consciously think of when they're watching a show. They're not thinking, you know, like when Chance is on stage with that hat, you go, that's dope. That hat's really cool. But you're not thinking, like, where'd he get the hat? Who got them the robes? Like, where did...
Well, I can't take any credit for that hat. Let the record show that hat is all 100% Chance.
But just
I just think it's
general.
Really a cool look. Just that's just a side note.
Sure. But, you know, when you're watching a show, or, you know, at a Celine Dion show or something like that, like, you're impressed or amazed by the visual, but you don't consciously stop to think, like, who did this? Like, where did this come from? So I'm really glad magic. That we got to, like, yeah, it's just magic.
Snap your fingers. That's where it comes from.
Kiss, just wake up in full makeup.
Yeah,
you know?
That's like, how it goes.
Yeah. I love that we got to really, like, kind of peel this back, find out how this process works, and kind of find out, you know, what drives both of you and how you got into this and what you do. So this is great. Thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Sweet.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.